Sized building made up of red brick, beige siding, and huge windows. Passersby could see inside where a long and high reception desk sat. Through the glass, Axel spotted Betty, who was not only a police officer, but also a member of his pack. It was beneficial for both the pack and the humans of Salem to have a police force beefed up with some wolves. Things had been done that way for a very long time in this town. Axel swung the door open and made his way straight to the sheriff's office, nodding a greeting to Betty and the other officers going about their business. They were all fairly used to seeing him there. After all, Axel met with the sheriff every week.
"Morning, Sheriff," Axel said, taking a seat at one of the chairs in front of Zane's desk.
Axel dropped his phone on the desk, screen up, just in case someone tried to contact him, either for pack business or from the hospital. He could have sworn that Zane eyed the device suspiciously. His enforcer, and the sheriff, might be a hell of a good man, but his lack of faith in technology was inconvenient, to say the least.
"It sure is morning," Zane grunted by way of greeting.
Axel had never heard truer words. If the dark circles under the other man's eyes were any indication, Zane hadn't slept much either.
"You look like hell," Axel told him, hoping to lighten the dark, sleep-deprived mood hanging between them. "I feel like it, too. As soon as I get the robbery's paperwork settled, I might just take a few days up at my cabin."
"Good," Axel nodded. "You need it. I won't have my security officer and the town sheriff collapsing from fatigue." Axel didn't add that he, too, had every intention of taking a short leave of absence. It really wasn't customary, and as Pack Alpha, he really shouldn't need it. But fuck did he need it. Between the demands of the Pack and his patients at Salem Memorial Hospital, he needed a few days of solid quiet and sleep.
"I'm fine," his enforcer grumbled in response.
"Anything to report?" Axel asked.
"Apart from the break-ins, no," Zane answered. "There was trouble with a couple of pups 2 nights ago. They were shifting in the woods behind the primary school, so we had some words."
"Who? I'll make sure to complete a home visit." Grabbing his phone, Axel typed out the names Zane gave him. He'd pop in on the young wolves' families on his way to the hospital for his night shift.
"Do you need any noses on these robberies?" Axel asked, lowering his phone.
Salem had been plagued by a rash of break-ins lately, and both Axel and Zane wanted the matter to be resolved quickly. Both men knew and understood that break-ins usually led to more serious crimes if the perpetrator wasn't caught.
"Nah," Zane shook his head. "It's all right."
Betty knocked on the door and popped her head in.
"Hey, Sheriff, Alpha, I hate to bother you, but there is something up front that requires your attention."
"Both of us?" Axel asked, not overly surprised that Betty would include her boss and her Alpha. It was a courtesy, he was almost positive.
"Sure," Betty answered with a shrug. "There's a young boy here who wants to report a crime, but he says he'll only talk to the sheriff."
"I'll stay put for now," Axel said, taking out his phone. Common crimes were Zane's area, and Axel didn't feel the need to impede. He turned his attention toward his phone and scrolled through his work emails, taking note of all of the tasks he would have to do during his shift at the hospital. It was going to be a doozy, and he was grateful to have his shifter stamina. How humans managed the life of an ER doctor, he would never understand. He was mentally mapping out his night when the conversation taking place in the reception area caught his attention. The kid, a pimply teen by the name of Levi Griggs, was talking about a possible attack on witches. There was no way for the teen to know that witches were indeed real, so Axel made his way to the reception area, choosing to stay out of sight by tucking himself by the door. The boy looked pale and frightened, his fear tinged the air with an unpleasant odor.
"The basement of the house kind of became a war room," the kid said, wringing his trembling hands together. "There's a list of all the people who are descendants from the Salem witches. They're all the targets that the Order of Salem wants to take out."
Shit. That couldn't be good. Chapter 2. Axel.
"Say that name again."
Axel tried to keep the cold dread out of his voice. He didn't need to terrify the kid any more than he already was.
"The Order of Salem," Levi repeated.
Fuck it all. That did not sound good. If Axel's memory served him right, this was bad. A few lunatics had tried to kidnap a few girls back in the day. He couldn't be sure, but but he had a feeling.